Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the show. This is the Pop Rocks Radio Talk Show. I'm your host, pop art painter Jamie Rocks, and I am very, very excited today. First off, I'm glad you found the show. There's so many podcasts today, but everybody keeps finding ours, and that's a good thing, and that makes me very happy. I'm extremely happy. The real reason I'm excited about that, but an additional reason I'm very excited is we have a returning guest, one of my favorite people since I've been doing the show. He's a phenomenal musician and singer-songwriter, and just all-around really, really nice guy and cool guy, Mr. Joseph Eid. Joseph, how are you?
What's up, my man? Good to be back. I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm doing great. Now, you're out in L.A. right now, right?
Yes. Yep. I'm in L.A. right now.
Nice. How is it out there? Is it wicked hot, or is it okay?
It's actually perfect right now. We've been having about a couple weeks of 80s as our highs during the day and 60s at night, which is perfect sleeping weather and just really good.
Outstanding.
You know, California, that's one of the selling points about this place.
That's why the rents are so cheap, right?
Yeah, right.
Well, you know. Living in heaven is expensive. That's just how that goes.
That's what you pay for. You get what you pay for.
Exactly. Well, that's awesome. I was talking to a friend of mine the other day, and she lives a little closer. She lives outside the city, closer out to the deserty areas. Although it's not really like high desert. I guess, you know, anyway, she's on the outskirts, and she was complaining that it was so hot. And I'm like, yeah, but it's, you know, you're 45 minutes from Death Valley. I mean, what do you expect?
And, you know, but the relief of living in a desert is that it always cools off at night. I mean, it'll get cold
right.
In the summertime at night. Whereas I remember living in New York, and I grew up in New York, and it was like hot summer nights. I mean, sometimes the nights were hotter than they were in the day, you know, because
it just was trapped.
And the humidity,
all of that.
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
So the desert, at least you get some relief.
Yeah, exactly. And there's, you know, usually distractions. Whenever I go to Vegas, I'm always amazed because I'll, you know, invariably be up late. And I'll see a thermometer, like on a bank or something. And I'm like, it's 1 o'clock in the morning.
Oh,
how could it be 108 degrees? It doesn't seem like it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, somebody usually reminds me, well, that's vodka, you know. Now, we're doing it. What do you expect?
Exactly.
Oh, man. So I'm so excited. You have a new single out, and is this part of an album? This just released as a single, right? It's phenomenal, though.
Yes. Yeah, it's just a single. Yeah. And I wanted to release it as a single because I wanted to give this song, like, the place it deserves. You know, sometimes when you put out a whole album these days, unfortunately, not everyone's like you and I and don't listen through entire albums, so sometimes a lot of
right.
things get missed, you know. But once you do a focus track and you release a single, you can really, really promote it and give it your all, you know.
Well, one of the things I really dig about, I got the press packet and whatnot, and I listened to it, and of course I went over to YouTube, as one does, and watched the hilarious video for this. And man, this track, all your music's good. Everything I've ever heard that you've done, and I'm not, you know, telling tales out of school there, it's very true, but this track for some reason just resonated with me, and you know, there was some stuff, and not in its own, in my own way, of course, as, you know, art's all subjective, but man, there was, you know, I don't want to give too much of it away, but there was one part in this particular track where you're going through your life, kind of, and you're like, I forget the era of it, off the top of my head right now, but you were analyzing your life. Like, you know, did I make all the right choices?
Yes.
Had that moment, man. You know, it's been 15 years ago, but I remember that moment going, oh, I might have made wrong decisions. You know, I should be doing this. Society. And it reminded me of a very funny story. I had been, this was after the big recession had happened, and I had a gallery in San Diego, and I sold the gallery, and I basically spent a year like a hobo or something almost. I had friends all over the country, and so I wanted to move from San Diego. I wanted to relocate, but I wasn't sure where to do that at. So I said, well, I'm going to go visit my friends and kind of see which area and I are a good fit, you know, for what I want for the next chapter. And I was visiting a friend of mine from high school, her and her husband, and their two incredible children. And it was time, you know, I stayed there for a week or so, and then it was time to go to the next place. And I was doing it on the Greyhound bus of all things, the old dirty dog. But she had dropped me at the bus station, and as the bus was pulling away, I had that moment that you talk about in your track, and I'm looking at her and I'm thinking, man, I really should have a big house in the country and be married and children. You know, I have made poor choices, and it really bummed me out. I mean, for about a week. And then I talked to her, the same gal on the phone, about a week later. And I said, you know, I got to tell you this. And I told her the whole story, and she starts laughing, half crying. I said, what's the matter?
Wow.
She goes, wow. As you were leaving, I was having the same moment. There he goes, no mortgage. Free as a bird, you can do whatever you want. And I'm like, well, I guess we all have. But I think about that. I thought about that when I heard your song in that particular part.
Well, you know, the cool thing about making decisions, though, and I just read this recently, and I, you know, don't want to get all super new agey on you, but, like, I don't know if you read Eckhart Tolle ever, but, like, he's a guy, you know, that wrote The Power of Now and A New Earth and all these books.
Mm-hmm.
I read something that he wrote, which is so simple but so true. He said, the only wrong decision is not making one. Because what happens is, it doesn't matter if it's the wrong decision or not, because you made it. It's now a part, you actually took action. So if it ends up being the wrong decision, good, now you know. But if it ends up being the right one, fine. But the worst thing you can do is not make one, is to live in this limbo where you're not choosing anything. And that's when decades slip away and you look back at your life and you go, darn it, I never even, you know, took any chances. So my thing in that song, you know, and especially that part that you're talking about, I'm so glad that called to you, because that's my favorite part of the song is, you know, because I asked those questions, you know, did I live right? Did I make the right decisions? But in the end, isn't chasing your heart the right decision after all? It doesn't matter where it takes you, because a journey to your soul is the right journey. You've got to listen to that. And it, you know, the worst thing that can happen is, guess what? You learn something. And that's kind of, you know, like, I think the idea of the song is that you embrace your life as it is and as you were, and whatever you chose ended up being right after all, because it's your path, because you chose it.
Exactly. And there's another really poignant line in your track that I really like about, there's no getting off this right. There's no finish line in life.
That's right. Yeah.
You know, it keeps going until it doesn't.
<You're right.
laughs> You know, but it's phenomenal. And so I saw the video, like I said, I watched the video, which is fantastic, by the way, fantastically done.
Thank you so much.
I played it for my gal, my fiance now, Danny, and she loved it as well. She's like, oh, this is so cute, you know. Her first comment, you know, as she was watching it, she was like, what's with that couple making out, you know? I said, well, babe, it's a party, you know. There's always somebody like that at a party.
Well, yeah, I guess you're right. Yes, and it's supposed to be comic relief in a way. It's like, it's kind of like this, you know, it's a gag, you know. It's a thing where we're like, okay, just you guys are the couple that's just going to be doing that the whole time.
And we all know We all know that. If you don't, guess what, folks? It's you. You're the couple doing that at the party, and that's fine. Oh man. But yeah, so she watched it and she loved it and everything. And so
I
messaged Francesca, who's part of your PR crew, and about a couple days after this, because I'm sitting here and I'm painting away, I'm doing my work, you know, and my text starts blowing up, as the kids say. I must have been on blast or something, you know. I don't know how to use these words. But anyway, I kept getting all these texts. And so I look. And it's Danny from work. She manages a one of these makeup stores, Ulta. They got a chain of them.
Oh, yeah.
She's at one of them. And she's like, that song, that video with the people making out, that awesome song, it's playing on the music in the store right now. I'm like, that's awesome.
That's so awesome because then Frankie forwarded me that message from you and from your fiance. And I was like, oh, that is so amazing. Because what happened this summer, too, I was so fortunate to sign on with a licensing company. And this is the song that got me in that does this. They actually curate playlists for some of the top musical stores in the country. And, you know, this is a big thing for me, being an independent artist, not with a label, you know, for them to to like the song and be like, hey, we're gonna ingest this into our catalog and see what we can do. And you know, it was really, really cool cool thing to happen for sure.
Well, she definitely said that all the folks there at Ulta were all bopping away to it. You know, enjoying it.
Yes.
We're full of happy cosmetic shoppers and workers. Everybody liked it. So that's a good thing. It's funny because she was telling me, she said the thing about her shops or the stores there, she just transferred. She got a promotion and transferred to another store, and which is, she goes, it's the same playlist, but what they'll do in different markets, like if it's a Miami store, that they'll put in a little Latin music here and there, and just to kind of keep it.
Right.
You know, she goes, but the core stuff, and she's like, I've heard it twice at the news store. She was telling me last night. So, hey, man.
That's amazing. No, that is really cool.
It's out there.
And, it's out there. And that's all, you know, that's what you pray for. That's what you wish for as an artist. Like, you know what? You have to make good content, but then you just pray that it gets out there. I'm like, I can't predict what people are going to like it, if they're not going to like it, but I just wanted to reach people. That's one thing I know I want, you know?
And now, folks, a couple quick messages from some of our show sponsors. Stay tuned. We'll be back with the rest of the interview after these quick messages.
The Starlight Lounge presents An Evening with the Progressive Box.
Old moon, yeah. That's Hugo, tickling the ivories. He just saved by bundling home and auto with Progressive. Gonna finally buy a ring for that gal of yours, Hugo? Send her my condolences. Hi-oh! This next one's for you, too. There's a burglar in my heart. Thank you.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Support for this podcast comes from the University of Texas MD Anderson Cancer Center, ranked one of the top cancer centers in the nation for the last 27 years. The doctors at MD Anderson treat more rare cancers in a single day than many physicians see in a lifetime, and treatment plans are tailored to an individual patient's needs, allowing more comprehensive and thorough care. To become a patient, please visit makingcancerhistory.com.
Hey guys, Jamie Rocks here. Hey, last year I was on holiday with my girlfriend Danny. We were at Disney World and having a great time. It's the happiest place on earth. And I dropped my vape, just like a Butterfingers, and it was a pain in the neck. They just don't have anything there to replace it and whatnot. So we had to drive 45 minutes each way to get a new one. And, you know, that's an hour and a half out of our day, man. But anyway, that wouldn't have happened because if I would have had this fantastic new product, the C-Ring, it's very, very cool. What it is it attaches to your vape, designed to protect your investment with comfort, flexibility while doing your day-to-day activity. What it does is it goes in there, you put your finger in there, and you hold it, and you're not dropping your vape, breaking it and whatnot. It's very, very cool. And if you need both hands, they have a lanyard you can hook to, and it's awesome. The C-Ring, you can find out more about it and pick one up at their website, www.thecring.com. Again, that's www.thecring.com. Be smart, be like me, get a C-Ring if you're a vapor. Very, very good. Oh, and hey, holidays are coming up, man. This is a very cool gift for somebody. If you have somebody on your shopping list that vapes like I do, get them a C-Ring. TheC-Ring.com. Well, I'm telling you, if they're my age, or maybe even a different, little younger, any age really, though, but this really, I think, speaks to, because I mean, I get it. I was right along there with you, man, you know, listening to Madonna and watching MTV, right. Going to clubs,
yeah,
you know, all of that.
You remember all that. And I mean, the MTV generation was, you know, it's a big window of us. That mm-hmm. were really influenced by MTV, but that was our, you know, it was a huge backdrop to that we grew up with culturally.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, it's like so affected by that.
You know what's funny? Since I've been doing the show, I remember those days, and I remember being a kid, and I thought, man, people that live in England have to be like the coolest. It's just, you know. I just pictured, you know, Duran Duran walking around the streets, going shopping, and, you know, all those bands and everything.
Right.
And, of course, that wasn't the case. And, but as I do the show, I talk to people from, and they're like, yeah, we had the same thought about New York, you know, or America, mm-hmm. you know, or LA.
Right. But that was, you know, think about it. Before the internet, I mean, MTV was a way that brought us all together. It was one of the ways, you know, it's like different styles, different cultures, different ideas that we were all. But the difference is what I thought was cool about MTV is that you had an entire generation that was like tuned into the same thing. And, you know, you could argue that that was kind of not a good thing because there wasn't that much diversity in music. However, it's cool that we all, like, I bet you and I could sit, like, recall the same bands and the same hit songs.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, and I feel like, you know, now it's kind of like, you know, you kind of curate your own music through whatever you choose to listen to on Spotify, Apple, whatever. You have more independence.
But you wouldn't have that today without
right.
what you're talking about. You definitely wouldn't have had it. And, you know, people can say
that's
what
true.
They want today, you know, about Madonna or anybody like that. But, man,
yeah.
Madonna was definitely the Lady Gaga. Remember that video she did with the burning crosses and all that? I mean, people were freaking the hell out.
People, you know, and what I respect about her is, you know, and I was definitely a fan as a kid and growing up musically and everything, but she was fearless. She was completely fearless mm-hmm. as an artist, and she just did what was in her heart. I think, you know, even though the song like mentions Madonna in the refrain, in the title, it's more about also a song about just following your passion. And it's like she
exactly.
is kind of like the tool that I'm using in the song. And it's an homage to her, of course, and my little love letter to her, of course. But it's also just a song about a guy, a kid who was kind of marching to his own beat. And I'm like looking back at that kid and going, hey, dude, you were cool. You know, like people
right.
might have thought you were a geek or you were this or you were that. But you know what? You did your own thing. And somehow you managed to, you know, keep on going and follow your dreams. And whether you were a Madonna fan or not, you have that artist who did that for you. You have that.
Absolutely.
That experience. That's why when you say you can relate to it, you and I probably had very different experiences with very different people. However, you can relate to the song because it speaks to your soul because you're like, I know this experience. It's not my direct one, but I know exactly what he's talking about.
Absolutely. And I think, you know, people had, you know, if you were 10 years older, you could have easily written that, you know, listening to Bowie, you know, I mean,
absolutely.
Or,
absolutely.
You know, if you were a stoner guy, it would have been, you know, listening to Dio or something. You know what I mean? Everybody
absolutely.
Had their idols and their people they connected with, the people that represented them. And
yeah.
Some of ours
are
a little more stylish.
Right. You know, it's like you're a kid, you're in high school, elementary school, whatever. You're stuck in your bubble, and you know you have like this lifeline to an artist or someone who shows you a world that you're like, whoa, this is teaching me how to dream. You know, this is teaching me, wow, I can have dreams too, and that's a very
right.
powerful thing.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Madonna was a big one. I grew up in Michigan outside of Detroit. And, you
oh,
know, she
wow.
Was,
oh, yeah.
She left Michigan quickly, and I get it because I did too when I could.
Right, 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 right.
But, you know, it's everybody. And it didn't matter genre. She was one of those artists that everybody just dug her, at least that I knew growing up, just because she was originally from there. And
right.
despite
right.
cool stuff, you know, I don't know. I'll
yeah.
tell you, I'm an old man. I am old enough. I saw her perform the Like a Virgin tour way, way back in the day. One of the
wow.
best concerts I've ever seen. One of the best.
Dude,
concerts.
That's so cool because that's when, you know, that's when she was doing shows with live bands.
Yep.
All the singing was live. You know, because the first show I saw was Blind Ambition when I was a kid, but I remember
mm-hmm.
also, you know, it was
another
like
good
live
one.
Musicians, live drums, live everything, vocals, background vocals, even though they sounded, you know, raw and harsh sometimes, you loved it because it was the real thing. There was no videos on the stage, you know, and I'm glad I got to see her perform in that way because now the shows are very, you know, although her next show seems to be a theatrical thing, so that would be cool. But you know, a lot of the shows now are multimedia, and you're kind of like, you feel like you're watching a music video when you're at the show, and I'm like, I can watch this at home.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I remember that concert being interesting in that the show was great, of course. Of course. The crowd,
yeah.
at least the show I saw, was as equally amazing. It was the first time in my life I'd ever seen in person. I mean, I'd seen them on MTV and stuff, you know, drag queens, things like, you know what I mean? I was like, wow, I didn't know people really did this. That's amazing. You know, it was a cool experience. And they were doing it well. You know, Madonna show, of course. But yeah, it was.
The crowd.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. So let me ask you, was this a long time coming? Was this involved writing this, or did it come pretty quickly? Or because you can't tell, we're listening to the finished product. It's phenomenal. We're going to play it here in a minute. But
yeah.
I always ask my musician friends, I mean, was this an easy one, or did it fight at all? Or what was the story?
It was... That's a great question, and I've been reflecting on this. I've been doing some interviews lately, and that's a question that's come up. And, you know, the concept, conceptually, it took a while because I just remember about a year and a half ago, I started just kind of having this concept, and that line kept coming to me like, you know, my dad was starting to be like the other boys, but I was never gonna. I was hanging out with the girls
right.
into Madonna. I was like, wow, that's a cool concept. That's a concept, you know. And then I'll never forget the beginning of the summer of 2018, or the spring is when I wrote it. I was in my little studio apartment at the time before I moved out, and I just remember just kind of getting the concept more solidified. Once I wrote the first line, which was, I was doing fine in 89, had my Walkman strap on my side, I have to tell you, the rest of the song came super, super fast. Because
nice.
it was almost like it's been waiting on the sidelines, waiting to get into my brain, waiting to be downloaded.
Right.
And once I kind of opened that line, I was like, whoa, I'm basically just writing my story. Like, I'm writing the details of my childhood, my adolescence, my teen years, my 20s in New York, moving on to when I moved to L.A., and then reflecting back. And, you know, it was very honest, and it kind of just poured out. Like, it wrote itself after I actually just was like, okay, I'm writing a song, and I'm not going to censor what I'm writing.
Right.
I'm just going to be really honest and vulnerable here, you know?
And now, folks, a couple quick messages from some of our show sponsors. Stay tuned. We'll be back with the rest of the interview after these quick messages.
Right now at Sprint, get any next-generation Samsung Galaxy phone and get the new Galaxy S10e to use on us with Sprint Flex Lease. The Galaxy S10e has a pro-grade camera for effortless pro-quality images. Visit a local Sprint store, sprint.com/Samsung, or call 800-SPRINT-1. Galaxy S10e, $31.25 per month. Second phone, $0 per month. After $31.25 per month credit, apply within 2 bills. Requires 2 new lines and 18-month leases. If you cancel early, remaining balance due. Excludes tax, subject to credit, $30 activation fee and restrictions. Offer and coverage not everywhere.
Aloha. If you have stress in your life or even anxiety and panic, I want to invite you to the Anxiety Coaches Podcast for a way out. The Anxiety Coaches Podcast is a relaxing and inspiring show bringing you lifestyle changes to calm your nervous system and help you heal. Heal anxiety, panic, and PTSD for life. We bring you 2 episodes every week. There's no need to walk this path alone. Join us for a relaxing, informative, and inspiring time and start your journey out of anxiety panic. That's anxietycoachespodcast.com. Aloha.
Hey there, my name is Paige Beattie, and I am the founder of Hats On and Hats Off, which are 2 separate companies but aligned by the same philosophy of raising cancer awareness and forming smiles. Hats On is a for-profit corporation that sells cancer-specific hats to be proudly worn by you in hopes of raising awareness. A percentage of the proceeds will be donated to Hats Off, which is a nonprofit corporation raising money to buy wigs for cancer patients who can't afford them. That's where we're forming smiles. I believe cancer has touched almost everyone's lives in one way or another, a friend, a family member, a friend of a friend. So please visit our website, www.hatsonhatsoff.com, to learn how you can help raise awareness and form smiles.
Ruxgear, the online webshop of high-end luxury merchandise and products, all featuring original pop art paintings. From La Jolla to Miami to London, www.merch.jamierox.us.
Hey folks, located in the hills of Tennessee, L'Apothecary Unique offers all natural, organic, gluten-free skincare, hair care products, perfumed oils, medicinal salves, makeup, incense, and aromatherapy items, bath salts, and even much more, including something special for the fellows, like beard and mustache balm, astringent, and aftershave. Each item is made to order just for you. So check out LapothecaryUnique.com, spelled LapothecaryUnique.com. LapothecaryUnique.com. And you were, and it's, you know, you touched on some, in the track, you touched on some things that could have been, I imagine probably were, a really big deal. There's a line, what was it, about your brother or whatever, wanting you to meet a nice girl, and that wasn't going to happen, at the time probably a frustrating situation. It's like, no, this is just me, man. I'm doing this.
Yeah.
You know, it's all cool. And it isn't that you made light of that, but you softened that message, but it was still a loud track.
Yeah.
And I think it was done well. You know?
Thanks, man. That means a lot. That's a really good perception, because that's I think the art of this stuff. That's kind of how you have to do it, because that's what kind of touches your heartstrings and it moves you. But at the same time,
right.
It's still a song. It's still a song, and it should be a celebration, especially this song, you know. And it's kind of like I've had friends call and acquaintances and just strangers say, you know, I'm really empowered by this song. This song is empowering me, and it's inspiring me. And I think it's about empowerment. It's about taking something that was difficult, you know, and maybe it was very uncomfortable, but then, you know, using it as like transforming it. It's a power, because you're like,
right.
Hey, yeah, this is who I am, and I love what I did and who I am, and because it's unique and it's me, and you know, no one can tell you otherwise.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely, and it's honest, you know, and you know what, and the reality is there could be a kid in New York, there could be a kid in Omaha, Nebraska, there could be a kid anywhere,
yeah.
You know, LA, it doesn't matter, that will hear this song, and they'll, their ears will perk up at that, and maybe they're going through a tough, maybe they're dealing with, I mean, I can't imagine that would be easy in any era, and maybe easier in some, but still it's a big deal, and when you're trying to figure that stuff out, and, you know, it's just, it's kind of cool to say, to hear something and go, well, I'm not the monster in the cave all by myself. You know what I mean? It's you know, if that helps one person, you know, great.
That's it,
cool.
Man. That's it. And that's the powerful thing about art is like, you know, and all I was doing is just, you know, sharing my experience. But again, it's like the more specific we are as artists to our experience, the more universal the message is. You know, I'm sure you've heard that before, and other artists have said it too.
Oh, absolutely.
Like, you know, they say, you know, it's counterintuitive, because people go, oh, you got to write a song that's universal. You know, it's gotta not alienate anyone. It's gotta appeal to the whole masses. It's like, yeah, but you know what? That's not gonna move anybody. That kind of song is gonna be a formula song about nothing in particular. You know, but if you get specific about your experience, then someone else will go, wait a second, I'm dealing with this in this way. It's a different way, but the emotion and the honesty and vulnerability is there, and I can relate to that.
Absolutely.
You know,
it's
cool.
That kind of stuff helps. You know, that stuff helps. I'm telling you. I was talking, I was at a party the other day, and they were talking about, you know, we live in such a weird time in the country right now, where there's incredible stuff happening and incredibly bad stuff happening. And the conversation had turned to, you know, there's so much, you know, political correctness and this emphasis on diversity. And I'm like, you know, I don't know if that's a bad thing. You know, if somebody's having a tough time going through something and they see somebody on a sitcom that's, you know, maybe in their wheelhouse, whatever that may be, you know, that's one kid, like kid jumping off a bridge or something. Man, how can you say that's a bad thing?
Yeah.
You know, there's no argument against
totally,
that.
Man. Totally, man. And
it, you know, it's just be nice, you know. And it's a weird thing. But I really dig this track. And like I said, I love the video. And I love, that looks like a fun party. That's what my girlfriend Danny was saying. She was like, man, I want to go to that party. I'm like, well,
I wish you guys were in town. You would have been invited, because
that, she would have been in the pool with the guy with the mermaid tail. That was her, that's her thing. Oh man, that's funny. Well, this is very cool, and I'm glad to see that you're doing your thing and making fantastic music and stuff. I was looking at your Facebook page earlier and your website, which we have links to both of those. We got a million links up on our show page for you. But I saw tomorrow night. You got nothing going on. You're just kicking back on a rooftop. How cool is that? West Hollywood.
I know. And it's a free event. Like, the hotel is actually opening it up to the general public. So if you're in the Los Angeles area, you can just go over to the Andaz Hotel, which is a beautiful Hyatt hotel right across the street from Standard, and Sunset mm-hmm. Strip, and you're up there at sunset. Myself, is going to serenade you and have some cocktails, and, you know, that's what summer's about.
And hang out like a movie star, man. That's what they do. You know, ladies and gentlemen, that's what they do. That's what every Friday night, all the movie stars in L.A. just go to rooftop parties. That's exactly what happens. They shut down the movie studios and hang out with rock stars. It, you know, look at Joseph. He thinks he's Bono now, man, playing these rooftops.
Yeah, right.
I love it.
Yeah.
Let's
hope there's some fun, hot celebrities there tomorrow night. I'll let you know.
Your acting career starts. We've got to make you a star. It'll be great.
Dude, Joseph, he's been cast in a movie. The story is Elvis Presley. Retold.
That's right. I love it. Well, that's cool. So that's tomorrow night, free, no cover, and it's all ages. So, make your way down. I'll be posting a link to that, ladies and gentlemen, on my blog and social media. So if you are in the area, which I'm saying the West Coast, because we're giving you plenty of time, you can drive there if you're in Vegas. Not a problem. Hell, if you're in San Francisco,
and
you can drive.
If I could mention about this music series, this is a weekly thing. I'll be performing at it tomorrow night, and then I'll be back again on September 20th. So if for some reason somebody can't make tomorrow, I'll be back on that rooftop September 20th. But please try to come tomorrow. We're going to have a good time. And say hello. If I don't know you, please come up and introduce yourself and say hello.
Exactly. And he likes vodka martinis, not gin. No, I'm kidding. I have no idea. Only see the musicians drink after they've performed, ladies and gentlemen. That's the rule.
My rule is I have no drinks until I've played for an hour and a half. And I have my first break, I allow myself maybe one cocktail. But
that's the way to do it. It's so funny. Speaking of that, people always ask me, like, if people come to visit or something, and they're like, well, you know, when you paint, I figured you just got really, you know, artists, they just drink and get real. I'm like, well, artists might, but I don't. I'm an old man.
Yeah, I can't
like that. Have a drink, I'll be laying down singing songs. And they won't be fun. You know? Oh, man. Like I said, I'm an old man. You don't want me talking about how I really feel now, do you?
Oh boy!
Oh, so it's so cool. Well, and you're as always, you're making these phenomenal. Let's play this track. I want people to hear this, and this is such a good track. Here it is, everybody. This is Joseph Eve listening to Madonna. Check this out.
While the kids are drinking, sneaking around, I was tripping on a daydream.
Ladies and gentlemen, I told you, what a fantastic track. That's Listening to Madonna, Joseph Eve. Now, this is out, right, Joseph? People can buy this wherever they get digital music, right?
Everywhere, yeah. Anywhere you can get digital music, you can download it, you can stream it on Spotify, Apple. You can add it to your summer playlist, so your,
absolutely,
you know, 2019 playlist. Yeah.
Absolutely. And it will be added to, we have a show playlist that's on my homepage, on my website, that is all of our guests that have been on the show. And this, you know, will be right at the top. I suggest what you do is go to Spotify, put this on repeat, you know, listen to it a couple times before you go out. And then just as you're out for the evening or, you know, that Vegas weekend, just let it go continuously over and over.
I love that advice.
And now, folks, a couple quick messages from some of our show sponsors. Stay tuned. We'll be back with the rest of the interview after these quick messages.
Metal Babe Mayhem is super excited about their newest venture with MBM Music LLC. With MBM Music, we'll provide artists with a full-service platform to be seen and heard by assisting with necessary products, services, and fashion, all in an effort to increase exposure, fan base, and income. For more information, visit us at mbmmusicllc.com. That's mbmmusicllc.com. You create, we promote, plug in to the network.
Glittering amethyst, energizing citrine, colorful fluorite, the other side of the sun, Earth's treasures brought to light. Since 1999, we have offered a unique collection of hand-selected minerals and gems for every budget, for novices, collectors, and healers. Visit www.tosots.com. to view our wide selection of offerings and use coupon code ROCKS, that's R-O-X-X, for 10% off your first order. Remember, TOSOTS.com, Earth's treasures brought to light.
Hi folks, Jamie Rocks here. Hey, if you're a big fan of cool historical books, like me, then you're going to want to check out our newest show sponsor, Michelle Albion, a fantastic author. She's got some really interesting, cool books out that you're going to want to check out. I'm a big fan of all of these. The Florida Life of Thomas Edison, The Quotable Edison, Quotable Henry Ford, Quotable Eleanor Roosevelt, and of course, The Quotable Amelia Earhart. Michelle's just very keen and very, very cool. And these are just very cool books. So check out her website. There's links to where you can pick these up on Amazon and Barnes & Noble all over the place. MichelleAlbion.com, MichelleAlbion.com, MichelleAlbion.com. Very, very cool stuff. Check it out, folks.
Well, Well, it's so cool. And the video, like I said, we talked about the video, and it's so much fun. It's such a cool video. Yeah. I have to ask, in a closet in your house, do you have those cassette tapes, those cardboard cassette tapes that the girls were dancing around with? They're awesome.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, those are great. So yeah, we use actually a friend's backyard. That's actually not my backyard, but yeah, my director friend, Patrick, who helped me make this video, he actually made those cassette tapes and
nice.
The CDs. And yeah, so they've been hanging around my place.
Kind of, oh, that's awesome.
Can't really
that's
do much with them after. Yeah.
So you will need those for the live stage show. I predict this. It could happen. It could happen. He's like, no, we'll have holograms of those. No, I'm kidding.
Yeah.
Well, that's great. And it's a fantastic video. And as a matter of fact, those who listen to my show here, and they know this, after every show on my blog and on Facebook and whatnot, I always, when I'm doing the post-production, I usually put on we have a big screen, a big TV thing here on the wall in the studio, and I'll put up a video or something, you know, while I work. Well, today, and then I post that. Today will definitely be the video listening to Madonna. So if you haven't seen it, I've been posting it all week, but if you haven't seen it, now's your chance or to watch it again. It is that good, ladies and gentlemen. It is that good. So very, very cool. Now, I have to ask, Joseph, while I've got you on, are there plans you can talk? I know all you, you know, rock stars and movie stars and stuff out there. Sometimes it's hard to talk about upcoming projects until all the T's are crossed and I's dotted. But is there anything in the hopper that you can talk about that's coming up?
Mainly, I have been writing new music, as I always seem to be doing. And I definitely have enough tracks to put together a full record, and I want to do a full album, because I did my last project before Listening to Madonna was another single, and before that was an EP. So it's been a while since I've done a full album since Human.
Mm-hmm.
So I definitely want to be getting in the studio this fall and starting on that. There's definitely some logistics that I'm working out. If anybody out there listening would like to be an executive producer, meaning give me a lot of money to help
write
with the big expenses, please call in, let Jamie know, or contact me directly. We'd love to talk to you. Just putting it out there. But in all seriousness, there is a budget that I've got to secure to record this album. And I'm not, for some reason, I have a certain resistance with crowdfunding campaigns. I don't know why.
I do too.
Can't bring myself to do it. I've never done it. I feel like you have to make the product, and then your friends and family and supporters and fans across the world can buy the stuff and stream it to support you. But so I have a block. Maybe that's the thing in me that I got to get over. But that's
right.
What I'm up to, is I want to record a full album. I want to share it with the world. Listening to Madonna is going to be on it, as well as a lot of fun introspective. Interesting
nice.
Folk pop songs. So yeah, like I'm hoping sometime in 2020 that will be out.
Well, awesome. Awesome. We'll definitely have you back on the show, of course. You know, whenever
yes.
you want to come on, Joseph, you're always a hoot to have on. I love it.
I
feel the same way about crowdfunding. You know, I have friends that have done it. I have a good, very good friend of mine who lives in Houston, and man, she's done like 7 albums that way. It's but she did tell me this. And I don't know if it's a prideful thing or whatnot. I think in my case, it's a lazy thing, because she told me, she said, understand, when you do a crowdfunding, it's like another job. Just block another 80 hours a week of your time, because just to focus
100%.
On that.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I'm like,
totally.
The last thing I
totally
want to do is no more work. But you know, I don't know if I can.
They are a lot of work. I have friends who've done them, and they've been successful, and it's taken over their life. And
right.
I just think there's a lot of people out there who do want to be involved with executive producers, that would want to be a part of a project and get looped in and come into the studio and, you know, experience
yeah.
the whole thing. And I've got a few in mind, you know, to reach out to. I think that's, you know, for me, that just seems like a cleaner, easier kind of okay, and then I could just get to work on the album and I'll spend a ton of energy, raising the money.
The cool thing is, too, is if you're an executive producer, ladies and gentlemen, you get cool business cards, and you can impress anybody at any club by just pulling that out and say, oh, yes, I'm a music producer. You know, it's
Oh, yes.
You were the first.
And you'll be responsible for helping create something that, you know, wasn't in the world that could potentially inspire and move millions of people. So, hello.
There you go, man. I'm telling you, what better epitaph than when it's all over could you have? Very, very cool. Well, Joseph, it's been a hoot. We're up against the time, but I really want to thank you for taking time out of your schedule and, being on the show and whatnot. And I'm very glad also to see, I want to mention before we go, that you're working still with Miles High Production. They are phenomenal.
Yes.
And, just out of sight.
They
anybody listening?
The best.
Oh, go. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I was just going to say that I don't know how that business works necessarily, but I'll tell you this. If you're, making an indie film or independent musician or something like that and you need help on the PR side, these folks are the people to have in your corner. Make friends with them.
Yeah, and they
get
care.
To know them.
They have the personal.
Yeah, they do.
Care.
They work
hard.
They're
my friends. They're my friends, and they care, and they work hard, and they're good people. So it's like you said, in this industry, sometimes it's hard to find someone who genuinely cares about your project. And I can say that, the group there, the owner, and everyone who works for him care deeply about what they do, and I feel taken care of.
Well, you've been with them a long time.
Love you guys.
I know. Three shows of mine, you've been with them.
If it ain't broke.
Right. Yep. Exactly. I was just going to say, if there was any nonsense or anything like that, he wouldn't be with it. So that goes to say a lot. Yep. And you know what? Everybody I know who is with Miles High Production, same thing. They've been with him a long time.
Yep.
No doubt. That speaks for itself. Well, very, very cool. Joseph, I am I'm so glad you were on. This really pumped my week up. And we've been having technical issues with the show all week long, and it's turned around now. You're the magic.
Oh, I'm glad I missed that.
Man,
it was so fun being on the show. It's always so good to talk to you. And one of these days we're gonna have to meet in person and hang out.
Absolutely.
And life and everything. So thanks for having
Absolutely.
Me.
Absolutely.
Supporting independent artists. We love you for that.
Oh, fantastic. Well, I love what you guys are making. It makes my day every day while I listen to this. I'm telling you, folks, if you're having a bad day, put on listening to Madonna. That will change your day. That'll just turn it 180 degrees. It's a great song. Fantastic. Well, that's going to do it for us today, folks. We will be back tomorrow. Now, tomorrow's kind of funny. We have an independent film, star of an independent film on. And at first, I kind of laughed about this when it came in. But I watched the movie the other day, and it is incredible. It's not Citizen Kane. It's called The Velocipastor. It's about a pastor who's having some issues with his faith, and he gets cursed and turns into a dinosaur and fights ninjas. I kid you not. It is genius. Falling out of the chair watching this. Hilarious. But yeah, that'll be our show tomorrow. We'll be talking to the star of that movie, and then we're off till Monday. So, yeah, very, very cool. Starting next week, 6 days a week we're doing shows. So that's going to be for the fall season. And, I don't know what I'm thinking, but that's what's going to happen. This show, of course, will be converted to a podcast and pushed out on all the various social media platforms, including all the podcasting platforms. We're on just shy of 200 separate podcasting platforms now. I don't know how that happened. It's amazing. But the big one, of course, is Apple Podcasts. They used to call that iTunes, and then they had a big meeting, and people with ponytails and ties were like, "We need to rebrand." And so they did, and it's Apple Podcasts now. If you are listening to the show in the future on Apple Podcasts, do me a quick favor: hit that ratings and review. It keeps us up at the top of the page, and boy, does my life easier if that's the case when I talk to advertisers.
when we're at the bottom of the page, I won't even return my calls. It's hard, baby. It's hard. But fortunately, that isn't happening, so that's a good thing. We will see you tomorrow. Have a great night. And everybody, again, get over to Joseph Music or josephedemusic.com. On our show page, we have a whole list of Joseph's Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, Spotify, all of that. Get over, check it out, and like and share on those pages as well. So very, very cool. That'll definitely help with his engagement, and it's a good thing. Have a great day, everybody. We will see you next time. Bye.
This has been pop art painter Jamie Rocks's Pop Rocks Radio Talk Show. It has been executive produced by Jamie Rocks, recorded at his studio in Deerfield Beach in South Florida. All rights reserved by Pop Rocks Limited for broadcast on Blog Talk Radio.
Estás escuchando Jamie Rocks de Pop Rocks Radio. Manténganse al tanto.
Hej, det här är Hicks från Sverige och ni lyssnar till Pop Rocks Radio med Jamie Rocks.
Blog Talk Radio.